1380 WPHM.
Coverage of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race continues with Caleb Gordon on WPHM.
We're back. Dockside, downtown Port Huron. Broadcasting from the West Way Street lot. If you don't have a compass, that's the lot closest to the Zebra Lounge. And we have Reed Stromberg here. He's the Vice Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club. Reed, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Caleb. Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad you're here. Port Huron Yacht Club, it's kind of a busy time of year for you, right?
Yeah, this is our busiest and our most fun time of the year with the beer tent and all the festivities surrounding it. Our members look forward to it every year.
Very good. First of all, explain, I think our listeners have a good idea of everything that the Yacht Club does, but just kind of restate, what is the Yacht Club, you know, what's your mission, that sort of thing.
Port Huron Yacht Club's mission is the promotion of competitive sailboat racing and cruising on the Great Lakes.
And you guys put on many races a year. Obviously, this is the one that we all know of, but as the Yacht Club, almost every weekend you seem to be doing something, right?
Yeah, we have local races every weekend. Now, just to clarify, this race is brought to you by Bayview Yacht Club, which is a club down in the Metro Detroit area. They've been coming up here to race for years. We've been participating in it for years. All of our members participate in some way, whether it's racing as well, or whether just helping out volunteering our beer tent.
I like to explain it, because you are correct, it's the Bell's Beer Bayview Race. I like to say Port Huron Yacht Club hosts it. I don't know if that's the proper term or not, but you're the host.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We are the host yacht club, and a lot of the Bayview members come up.
Very cool. I am wearing my 2018 Mack shirt. Picked it up a couple days ago. Still selling these?
Yes, we are. We have them down on the deck starting, I believe, at 7 p.m. tonight.
It's a great shirt. I love the logo on the back. It has a sailboat. It says Port Huron on the Mackinac Yacht Race. It's a 2018 limited edition shirt. Go check it out. I really like it. Tell us about tonight, because this is the big party tonight at the Yacht Club. And everyone's invited?
Everyone's invited. It is a ticketed event. Tickets are $15 at the door, and we've been selling them for the past 3 weeks online and in person at the Yacht Club for $8 a ticket. I was told by our past Commodore he will sell tickets for $10 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Now, isn't it $8, though, if you buy online?
Yes, but it ended at noon.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. All right, so we have a deal right now. So where do you go to take advantage of this deal?
Should be out in front of the Yacht Club between 5 and 7 p.m.
Okay. Go out there, buy your tickets there, your pre-purchased tickets at the discounted price. If not, you'll have to pay $15 at the door to get in there. And what all goes on at the Yacht Club on boat night?
So tonight we have the Gobies on stage. They'll be playing starting at 7 o'clock. Through the wee hours of the morning, we have several Bell's beers on tap brought by our local distributor, along with several other beers, Summer Shandy, Molson, Miller Lite. We'll have all the festivities out there. The shirts will be for sale. We'll have hot dogs, pizza, and tacos brought to you by our Women's Auxiliary. And since we're an all-volunteer club, Caleb, there are no employees. We all pitch in and do this. We all have full-time jobs. I know some other clubs aren't like that, but we've brought the volunteerism really to the area, and we're very proud of that.
That's awesome. Yes, it's an all-volunteer yacht club. You go in there, you see the members serving drinks and getting you food and all sorts of things. It's a very big undertaking, and we were talking just before we went on the air that you probably have the busiest job of anyone, any volunteer at the yacht club. Is that correct?
That is correct. This time of year, as being the bar manager and vice commodore, I'm in charge of the party this year. So I have to organize this. I typically start in January. The vice commodore does planning and organizing, booking the bands, making sure the beer's there, all the volunteers sign up. It is a major undertaking, along with me being a father of five children and a full-time family physician. It keeps me busy.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Now, I'm guessing you're not racing this year.
No, I am racing tomorrow on my boat, believe it or not, yeah.
So you're not only doing all this organizing, but you're also in the race. What boat are you on?
My boat's called War Chant. It is a Beneteau 36-7.
I've seen that one around the club. That's a nice-looking boat.
Thank you.
Yours, or are you a member of a crew?
No, it is my
that
personal boat.
That is yours.
Boat.
Yeah. Very cool. How many races for you, Reed?
This will be my 8th race this year.
All right. Wow. Well, we wish you and the rest of the crew of War Chant the best of luck in the race here. Real quickly, it looks like we're going to have very minimal winds tomorrow. How concerned are you about getting some lift under those sails?
I think we'll get the boat moving. My boat's not very heavy for as big as it is. It certainly could be lighter, and if the crew brings too much gear, it won't be. However, it usually moves really well in these conditions, and God willing, the wind will fill in as the afternoon goes on. And after last year, I'm looking forward to a quieter one.
That was a real fast race, wasn't it, last year?
Very much so. My best time ever. Unfortunately, broke some equipment after rounding Cove Island. Our spinnaker pole broke like a twig, and
wow.
That kind of took us out of the
finish. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, we hope that doesn't happen again, Reed. And I know Paul Miller will be up on Mackinac Island. Go find him. Say hi to him once you land up on the island, because we'll be bringing coverage of the finish line with Paul and Dennis Monday and Tuesday. But there's, in the meantime, the big party tonight at the Yacht Club. One more time, give us a pitch here, Reed.
Yacht Club beer tents open at 7:30 till 12 a.m. tonight. Tickets are $15 at the door, but if you get there between 5 and 7, it's only 10. And if you didn't, you should have bought your tickets earlier, because they're only $8.
All right, that's Vice Commodore Reed Stromberg. He's with the Port Huron Yacht Club and a very busy man. Thank you for making some time to come speak to us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Caleb. I appreciate it.